As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jackson Dart's been magnificent so far. Throwing this ball towards the end zone. Right on target. Pulled in by Wright. It's a touchdown.
Dave, you cannot throw it any better than this.
There's a lot of airspace to cover for Milrow. Still looking. Firing. Near corner. It's caught. Touchdown, Alabama. Isaiah Bond.
Shedeur Sanders looking. Steps up. Wants a run. Touchdown, Colorado. This time he does it with his legs. And that's an old school Dion. Prime time. Dance in the end zone for Shedeur.
Second and 10, handoff, Judkins.
No running room, Derek Harmon closed up the hole.
Yeah, Derek Harmon shows some quickness along with power. Here he is right here. Watch how quick he is getting off the ball into the backfield, and he beats Donovan Jackson.
And it's Oregon football. Wow. This ball came out. Harmon comes away with it, ripped it away from Judkins.
Backs up on first down, is pressure, and slung down at the 5. The pass rush gets home. That's big Kenneth Grant.
Howard, he's going to throw for it, though, to the corner, and it's caught. Agbuka again. Touchdown, Ohio State.
All limits, the intrigue builds, doesn't it?
Oh,
the intrigue
builds. Thank you to CBS, Fox, ESPN, NBC, all the above.
Tyler Kennedy joins us, top of the show on draft day. It's Pomp and Joe, Bob Pompiani, sitting across from me. And I just want to say this at the start, Bob. The cup of coffee I'm drinking is delicious. That's number one. Number two, I love this. This is what sports should be about. Some people take this way too seriously, like the draft. And for instance, we have competing narratives kind of out there, or reports from Adam Schefter, who says that teams want to jump in front of the Steelers. Diana Russini, teams want to jump back. I bet they're both hearing that. You know why? Because the Steelers are making 97 phone calls and looking at 97 scenarios. The draft, to me, represents hope. It represents newness and freshness and looking forward to new players and who knows what could happen. There is intrigue. There is drama. This is just fun. I love this. I love draft day. How about you, Bob?
I love draft day, too. I get, 3 months of it is a little bit too much for me just because, and I said this to Austin yesterday. I think if the Penguins had been on a run right now and if the Pirates had been good right now, there'll be other things to talk about. Maybe it's just because we sit here a lot, and for the last 3 months, it's not just here. It's in TV. It's everywhere. The number one topic has been Aaron Rodgers, which gets really old with me. So take that aside, this week, this day, this weekend, I love this part of it. This is where you see the intrigue, the buildup. You see what people are thinking. You see, and you go back and you look at comments people have made and said, now that was done specifically to throw you off. You did not mean that. It's that kind of stuff. So there's so much involved in this week, which I love this week. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. It was 20 years ago. I'm sorry. 21 years ago in Raleigh, North Carolina, although you told me you weren't on the premises, that there was a man named Tyler Kennedy drafted by the Penguins with the 99th overall pick Evgeny Malkin went second in that draft. Ovechkin went first. You'd be hard-pressed to look at the history of the NHL and find a 1-2 that's better than Ovechkin and Malkin. There probably is, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check. But you'd be hard-pressed. Then in comes Tyler Kennedy at number 99. And guess where Tyler Kennedy finished, or at least right now anyway, in goals among those people. He was the 99th pick. Where does he rank in goals? And Tyler, how are you? And you get a guess here too.
I'm actually excited to see. I'm like,
it's incredulent, Bob.
Go ahead.
It's incorrigible.
Tyler, I need to know what you think about yourself.
I got to be at least 45.
Bob? Tyler Kennedy had 89 career goals.
I was going to say 89 career goals, and you stole it right from me. That's what I was going to say.
Where does he rank from that draft class? He was taken 99th.
Don't say 89.
No, I would have to say, give me 2 seconds. Let me think about it, this list of things I have in my head. I would have to say 38th.
Limitless wonder.
I'm going to give Tyler a lot of credit and say 32nd.
Tyler Kennedy. It's one of the better Penguins picks of the 21st century. He was the 99th pick. And as we sit here today, and a lot of these guys are retired or some never made it, 23rd in that draft.
All right, CK.
How about that, Limits, huh?
Love it.
23rd.
23rd, my friend.
Is that statue material? What would your statue look like? I mean,
someone give me a plaque.
That's pretty awesome. And you also, as a little aside, scored a couple of the biggest goals in Penguins history, I might add. And we're sitting with him right here, Bob.
I know. Every Thursday we get the chance to talk with a man who's the 23rd all-time Penguin scorer. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know
not the 23rd all-time Penguin scorer.
Or
He had the 23rd most goals from his draft class, Bob. You're tired today, aren't you?
Well, I'm tired. I was really tired from last night. But that's listen.
Bob stayed up late last night, Limits. Very late.
He was watching draft day.
And he had crunchy treats when he got home from KDKA.
He was eating cereal.
And a little Bailey's on the rocks. So, I mean, if you're going to go into the entire repertoire.
Warm me up inside for you.
Seriously, that's awesome, Tyler.
Yeah.
And that's quite a legacy.
Yeah, you know, obviously I've done pretty good with what I had. You know, and I actually read this thing that, remember Ted Nolan?
Oh, remember of course.
Nolan? Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
He said
he played here, actually,
a long time ago. And he said something to me when I was younger, and it kind of stuck, and it was so cool. He goes, win with what you got, you know? And I just feel like so many kids, so many players use excuses, or I'm not fast, or I'm not that good, or I don't got a good shot. He always said, figure out a way to win with what you got. And it kind of stuck, you know, and with the draft and all that stuff, like, I didn't know I was making the NHL or even getting drafted to the NHL until I actually got drafted or even got the call that I was going up.
Where were you that day? You must have known that you had a really good chance to get drafted. The draft was in Raleigh. Where were you that day and how did you find out?
Well, I was just at home. Like, the crazy thing, like, usually you're, like, the first three rounds are the first day, and then all the other rounds are the next day. Usually, most players stay. If they're the top 100, usually go to the draft, you know. But when you're about to get drafted, your agent, he's – unless you're top 10, they don't really know where you're going in hockey, you know. Because I was slotted to go from the second round right to the fifth. And so I was like, I'm not going down there. That's the last thing I want to do is not get drafted and go all the way to Raleigh and sit there and be like honestly embarrassed that I didn't get, you know, picked higher. So I was just at home, you know, refreshing my computer every 10 minutes after the first day. But, you know, I was excited, especially for me going to Pittsburgh. They already had two guys from Pittsburgh that were there with Rico and Drew Fatta. They were there, and they really helped me my first year. Just having a familiar face in training camp and, like, even skating with those guys all summer, you get used to, like, how fast you have to be, how committed to hockey. So, like, going to Pittsburgh was, like, huge, you know. And then when you think of getting drafted, like, do you want to go to a team, like, even in football, do you want to go to a team where you're going to get an opportunity right away, but the team sucks? Or do you want to go to a really good team that it's going to be a lot harder to get an opportunity, but you're going to learn – from the best, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be under, you know, the best leadership, the best, you know, the team's got the most available, whatever you need, you know, or do you go to a team like right now, say if you went to a team at the bottom of the barrel, like the Islanders, you know, you have a good chance if you're a high draft pick that you might jump on that squad. Mm-hmm. But is that going to help your career, or do you want to go to a team like a Tampa or a Florida where you're going to sit in the A for a year or two before you get your shot? But once you get your shot, you're pretty secure with where you're going to stay up there. And I always like it always kind of, you know, I always wonder, like, maybe if I went to like a team that sucked, like the Islanders, I would have probably made the team right out of training camp. Or was it better to go to Pittsburgh and go to the A and learn? And then when I got called up, I had, like, you know, the best leadership with Sid and all those guys.
Who called you? Who called you to tell you the Penguins drafted you?
I don't even know. Dude.
That was still Craig Patrick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Greg Malone. Maybe Greg Malone called you.
No, it was Craig Patrick. The draft happened so fast, and, you know, you go through the rounds pretty quick, but they had a pick right after. And so I only talked to him for, like, 10 minutes. My agent called. He congratulated me and all this, and then – you know, your family comes over and, you know, you just kind of celebrate because it is so hard to get drafted.
My God, you look at that draft class, and I have every name in front of me. The entire world is available for all, I guess there was 30 teams then in 04, 29, 28, whatever. The whole world's available for them to take, and they put all their resources into it. The first two guys are Russian. Obviously, U.S. and Canadian guys, Sweden. You had David Krejci taken from Kladno, Jagr's hometown. Alexander Edler was from Sweden. The whole world. You were taken in the top 100.
Yeah.
And what did I say you were? 23rd in goals. Bob, where is he in assists? I mean, in points. Tyler Kennedy. Top had 20? 89 goals. Do you know how many points you had off the top of your head? Mm-hmm. 215.
Not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Not bad.
I wish I would have had another.
It was 27th of every man drafted.
Win with what you got.
Win
so
with what you got.
Whatever you had there, you made it work.
Yeah.
I mean, 27th. 27th in points from that draft class. And top 35 in games. 37th in penalty minutes. You were just a hell of a pick by that regime. And they made some picks, you know, especially later on. Letang was a third-round pick. Obviously, Malkin was a lottery prize to get him second. But you were one of the guys that they chose. They were really smart to get that helped them win a cup.
Yeah, looking for not just guys who are going to go out there and score goals on the power play, but complete players who can help them. And they recognized guys like you. Yeah. Are a big part of the whole puzzle that makes it all work.
And what really, I think, helped me a lot when I went to the AHL, when I got cut from the Penguins, I went to AHL, that's when the Penguins teamed up with the Edmonton Oilers, and all their prospects came to Wilkes-Barre. So we had, like, an unbelievable squad. So I was playing second, third line, even down there, and every night was like competing to stay in the lineup, even though I was doing really well.
Yeah.
It like helped me so much. And halfway during my first year, I got a sports hernia at like in January. And I was having a year of my. Like,
how is that different from regular hernias? I hear that all. What is a sports hernia?
So I think a regular hernia, it goes through the muscle and stays out. Where a sports hernia, it like pops in and out when you excrete yourself. Oh, okay. You know? So I was like, oh my God, like. Every time I tried it, I was like, something is like hurting, and I don't know how to explain it. And it took them literally a month to figure out I had a sports hernia. So they end up flying me back up here in like February, March. I got the surgery, and then I was out. So I was only played like 35 games in the NHL or in the AHL that year. And what helped me a lot was that summer, I was training like crazy, and I had such a good year. It was like me, Jonathan Filowich, Ryan Stone were the guys that were up to bat to make the team. And I don't want to tell this guy's name, but I called the trainer in Wilkes and I was like, hey, you know, I feel good. And he's like, you know, I feel like I might have a shot to make the team. I think I can skate with Ryan Stone. I'm just as good as Filowich. And he goes, no, you're getting sent down September 29th. I'm like, what? And they already knew I was he already said, no, they already know you need more time in the A. So I was like going to training camp with no pressure on me. I was like, wow, doesn't matter how I'm doing. I'm getting sent down September 29th. So when I went to training camp, I had an unbelievable training camp. I was just, you know, full of energy. No, I was just playing loose. I didn't care if I screwed up. And I still got sent down, but I played like four or five exhibition games. They liked me. I was the last guy to get cut with the group, like the last cut. So when I got sent down, I went down with a good attitude because I'm like, oh, I knew I took it harder in the summer than I did at the time. So when I went down with like a really good attitude, like, hey, this is part of the process. And the guys that were supposed to make it, like Jonathan Filowich, Ryan Stone, they came down and they were just like depressed because they thought they had a chance to make the team and they had a slower start. And I came out of the gates quick. And then within 10 games, I was the first guy to get called up because I started so hot down there. And then when I got called up, like I made the All-Star team as a rookie, you know, and
that's rare.
Yeah.
How many guys have done that?
Yeah. It was me and Tanger,
yeah.
You know, but you know, with my luck, I think like 3 weeks before or 2 weeks before All-Star, I get mono. Kissing too many girls on Southside, everyone says, you know.
But, there's stories there. We'll keep those out of the
conversation
today. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Tyler Kennedy brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. And Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're going to be your home today, of course, for all the NFL draft talk. We have the best mock drafter in America coming on at 11. He got 40% of his picks right last year from Walter Football, and we'll see what he thinks about the Steelers' first-round pick. Man, when I think of the Steelers and the Penguins, Tyler and Bob, I personally wanted the Penguins to tear it to the studs, like when Kyle Dubas got here, and especially when the first year didn't work, because I think that's the best way, and I know it doesn't work. For some teams, there's no foolproof way. But as I go back and look at your draft year, I look at all the picks the Penguins made on their way from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Brooks Orpik, number 18 in 2000. The next year, they get Colby Armstrong, who eventually became part of the Hossa trade, of course. Then they start picking in the top five. Ryan Whitney in 2002, fifth overall. He was later parlayed into one of the great winners in recent NHL history, Chris Kunitz. Flower, number one in 2003. Malkin, number two in 2004. And then Sid, number one in 2005. And then Stahl at number two. That's one of the great and luckiest draft runs, I would say, in the history of pro sports.
100%, especially with those guys. They weren't like,
oh my God,
duds. You know, like they were guys that are still playing today. You know, they're all still playing today. This was Flowers last year. But those guys were impact on an organization. They stepped in and made it like immediate impact.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, like, again, what are the chances of getting that many high-end picks, even with Malkin? Like, Malkin came in, and he had, like, he was really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if anyone knew Malkin was this good.
I mean, for a long time,
they went through hoops to get him here. I think
they did a lot of things. He had to hide him for a while.
But how many teams in the history of sports have drafted 1-2-1-2 in four straight years?
Well, that's how bad it was.
That's when you say tear it down to the studs. I'm like, it's going to be really dark for a long time.
Isn't it kind of that
but
way
through
anyway?
The darkness comes light at the end of that tunnel.
Thank you, Bob. That was beautiful.
But I think that'd be so hard on the youth hockey. Personally, on the youth hockey in Pittsburgh, because so many of these kids, so many of their parents, everyone looks up to the Penguins. You know, like for me, doing the skills. Like when the Penguins do really well, a lot more kids come to my lessons. A lot more kids play hockey. It's crazy.
I hear that for sure.
Yeah. And like if we went for 6-7 really bad years, it's going to be like that era before Mario was here where it was like there was only the Mount Lebanon Hornets AAA team, and there was only four rinks in Pittsburgh. That can't happen again.
Here's the problem, though. They weren't even trying and got to seventh worst in the league this year. They were still trying to win. what would happen if they tried to lose? They'd have five number one overall picks.
I know. After the Four Nations, everyone started playing really well, and it was just like, oh, boy. You know.
But they hit on all those picks, too. Not just hit, but they were just lottery
spectacular
tickets. You know, in terms of what it meant to the organization. A lot of times there are teams that go through this, and you see it all the time, and they don't pick the right guys.
It's spectacular and lucky. Like, should they go for the goalie first?
They went for
the goalie. They got Fleury. Then they got an incredibly lucky break. A lot of years, there's not a generational player one overall. They got one with the second pick. The joke back then was the Penguins are so bad they can't even win the draft lottery because they had the worst record but didn't get Ovechkin. But they got Malkin. And then we all remember where we were, Tyler, and I'm sure you do because you're already in the organization in June maybe of 05 when they win the draft lottery for Sid. What did you know and hear of Sidney Crosby back then, and where were you when you found out this dude's going to be my teammate?
Well, you know, I've only heard stories of how good this kid was, you know, and like not a kid, but, you know, you're like, wow, this kid is breaking every record. He's playing, you know, four age groups ahead, and he's scoring goals. He is everything. I never played against. I don't know. He played so many levels above his age group that I never, ever played against him. And then when I got drafted, I was like, wow, I'm actually going to play. I'm going to see this guy. And the coolest thing is, like, when I went to training camp, like, Sid was so nice. Like, he talked to you. You know, he wasn't like this, like, celebrity that was, like, wouldn't talk to you. Like, he was the first guy to, hey, how you doing? Nice to have you. You know, maybe because we're both from Canada, whatever. But, like, the one thing that I always stuck out first thing was like, I was like, I've never seen anyone's legs so big. His legs, I was like, wow, this is what everyone's talking
about. Did you ever meet Eric Green?
No.
Okay.
The tight end?
The tight end.
Of the Steelers.
Biggest everything I've ever seen.
Funny you should mention that, Bob. I was thinking of draft stories and just going through a bunch of picks, and I went to the last time they took number 21, the last time they had the 21st pick, it was Eric Green. Yep. And then I looked into his kid was, what, the fourth overall pick in the major league draft last year.
Yeah, very good.
Even
but he had thick legs, too. Yeah. But, yeah, Sidney, it's like a tree. That's why he always wins those puck battles, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's so strong. Like, what makes him so good is, like, everyone's strong, but he's, like, strong and flexible. Like, he can do the splits and do whatever he wants in the splits. You know, I remember him taping his stick in the middle of the dressing room in the splits, and I was just like, this kid, like, this is different, you know? And, like, you see, when you think about talent, right, everyone says, like, if you're born from January, February, March, like, you have such an advantage on people that are born in December, October, November, just because you have so many months, and you get that confidence, and you're just more mature, and it just excels. And then you see all the best players in the world, when are they born? Usually before April. Isn't that nuts?
That is interesting.
When were you born?
July. That's why I only got 215 points, Bob. Do you think...
Which is 37th from your whole draft class.
Yeah, you got to win with what you got. Do you think the draft is rigged? Like...
The lottery?
The lottery, yeah.
Well, let me... Yeah. No, like, I don't necessarily, I but so. I was just... You do?
I just think, like, how does Chicago Blackhawks get Bedard? Even though he didn't work out, I was just like, if the Chicago Blackhawks, because they've just won all the cups, they're losing all their players, are they going to throw them a bone? Because it was them or Anaheim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim's not going to sell out no matter who you bring there. So I think things...
You think that ping pong ball squeezed through on Sid a little heavier?
Nick Perry, he's no longer here, but maybe he has, you know... Still somebody associated with his family? You remember Nick Perry?
No.
Oh, my goodness. The lottery disaster here.
Oh.
Oh. No. Remember? Tell us more.
Well, I vaguely remember all the details, but I know there was a controversy because they used to I got to look at it up just to make sure I'm not.
Yes.
But they used to put little, like, holes into the ping pong balls to make the ones they wanted to rise.
Rise to the top.
Yes. And it's a Pennsylvania lottery. And there were numbers that they knew were going to come up based on how they stuck a little pin into the ball.
Well, I remember...
Let me look this up.
I remember when the New York Knicks, you know, people still think that lottery was fixed when they got Patrick Ewing. Yeah. The old frozen envelope story. Envelope? Do you say envelope or envelope limits?
Envelope.
Yeah. Tyler, envelope or envelope? Bob, same?
Envelope.
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 How about that? Envelope. He's an envelope guy.
All right, here it is. It was the Pennsylvania lottery started since 1971. This was 43 years ago in the spring of 1980. Television station WTAE in Pittsburgh, lottery drawings were produced there. News and weather anchor Nick Perry approached the station's art director, said it would be possible to weigh some of the balls down to predict the number combination.
Ooh.
And so they were in on it, and so they could know what numbers were coming up.
Holy bird milk.
But like, if you're an owner of the, like, if you're trying to make the league better and make more money for the league and the owners and everything, like, you're not sending your all-star draft pick to Anaheim Ducks. When you went and played in Anaheim, it was Anaheim.
Well, it's in a Los Angeles market, isn't it?
I swear to God, the lower bowl from 10 seats up was half empty.
You know what, though?
And that's when they had Corey Perry.
Right.
Getzlaff.
Was Corey Perry related to Nick Perry, Bob, by any chance? I'll tell you what they did have, Tyler, was the best cookies in the league in Anaheim. They were the size of Frisbees, and you'd get them in the press room.
Well, that's the best place to live. They all live in Newport Beach. I guess they all live in a row, just like one block from the ocean. If you made a lot of money, you're on the ocean.
Oh, wow.
But they said, like, after practice, everyone was hanging out at the beach. Like, it was, like, unbelievable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, this might make headlines, Bob. Former Penguin Tyler Kennedy thinks the draft lottery is fixed. You said it, not me.
Well, I I don't know.
I know what you're saying. You're saying that the league has
at least you wonder. Yeah, at least
in
you
certain
wonder.
Markets, and you know, I understand. Yeah. You hear that all the time with people who are saying it, and with referees in basketball who have actually gone through the process.
I mean, we live in a town where there was a coach here who tried to intentionally lose games so that they could draft Mario Lemieux.
Gene Ubriaco. He was a guy, right?
No.
No, who was it?
Now I'm forgetting who the guy was, and I've written about him many times.
Where did Gene Ubriaco fit into that? He was with Tony Esposito, and now the years are starting to run together here. So
he used to crawl under the
arena seats,
yeah. Right?
Because he didn't want to walk across the ice to get booed.
Exactly.
Well, even like look at like think of your Mount Rushmore. Like we have two players from Pittsburgh on it with Mario and Sid. Like
not many crazy, cities can say that.
No.
I mean,
we have Mario and Sid, and then not far behind, really, which is incredible, we have Jágr and Gino.
Yeah. Who's better?
And you can even say Jágr.
Who's better, Jágr or Gino?
Jágr.
Yeah, he's...
Jágr.
Yeah.
All due respect to Gino. I mean, there's...
At the height of their powers, if you're trying to win a cup, would you rather have prime Gino or prime Jágr?
I still go with prime Jágr.
I don't, because don't. I think Gino... By virtue of playing the center position and the way he played it when he was the best player in the league, I'd take him.
Well, did you ever hear Max Talbot talk about Gino?
No.
He goes, for one game that I needed to win.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would pick Evgeny Malkin over Sidney Crosby.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob.
Because when he wanted to turn it on, he was unstoppable.
He was a galloping gourmet. He was Mario. When he was at the top of his game, he was a galloping. He was like Mario. Yeah.
But the difference is, I would pick Sid. I love Gino. I think he's one of my favorite.
I would pick Sid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I understand the one game thing.
Because I think if Gino got all the attention that Sid got, it'd be a different story. You know, because again, like, he's a second line center. Like, Sid was getting the best defenseman. And again, Gino was like, even when Sid was out, Gino put up a million points against the best defenseman.
Yeah.
But like, having those four guys in the organization is like remarkable, like unbelievable.
Well, listen to this story, because I don't know if you've heard it before. I don't even know if Bob has heard it. We all know that the Penguins tanked to get Mario, yeah, right? In the 83-84 season, they sent down good players, brought up bad players, that type of thing. Traded away good players. And EJ was right to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you love EJ. So do I. So does Bob. So does everybody. And he saved the Penguins, basically. The coach was Lou Angotti.
Lou Angotti. That, darn it, that name didn't pop up, right? He was the guy, Lou Angotti.
And I had seen a Michael Farber, you know him, the hockey writer. Yeah. He had done a piece for TSN about how the Penguins went about tanking, like more detail. I still wanted more detail. So I called Lou Angotti. I said, you were the coach. What did you actually try to lose? Because it's one thing for the organization to say, we're going to put my team in position to lose.
Yeah.
You never ask the coach or the players to quit. Here's what Lou Angotti told me. And this was a tough interview, honestly, because this guy was once captain of the Flyers of their expansion team. Wow. He said, it was tough waking up in the morning. It didn't make me feel very good. It was more strenuous trying to figure out how to lose than it would be trying to play a normal game. I remember we'd get a penalty, and I sent out two players I wouldn't normally put out there. One player yelled to me, Louie, what the hell are you doing? It was almost an ongoing thing. It was the games where we were competitive and looked like we were going to win, where I was in position to put us in position to lose. He said, the only thing you have to do is manipulate the bench, use whatever you had to put yourself in a position to lose. And I maintained that I don't know that any coach in North American sports history ever made that admission. Listen to how he finished. Listen to this. He had to live with this, and it was tough for him. He said, I can honestly say the players who came to work every day, Bob Airey was one of them, gave all they had. That was the tough part. I was playing against them, said Lou Angotti, coach of the Penguins. It was me against them, them against me. They were trying to go out and win, and I was using them to lose.
But obviously the instructions came from on high, right? He knew that was the
implied,
goal.
Implied, perhaps, from EJ.
But I see.
That's taken it to a far, far level.
Well, first of all, that's tough to do, and I don't think any coach should. You don't want to put your players in a position like that.
Bob, I call that guy a hero. If he doesn't do that, they don't get married.
I get all of that. But as a player, would you want that?
Of course not. No.
Like, one, he probably doesn't have to say it, and every player knows. You know what I mean? Like, if you're putting, especially back then, their fourth line wasn't a skill fourth line. And if you put them against the other top line, they're going to get scored on, right? Or if you put those guys, like, it's different. For him to say that, That's like
crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That's like, the only coach I've ever heard admit to that.
Yes.
I think you can load a roster a certain way to make it obvious that you're not putting the best players out
there. He took it to another level, man. And the headline and lead to the story was, you know, when you think about all these cups and you think about Mario and Sid, keep a little spot in your heart for Lou Angotti, because he basically sacrificed himself to the cause. He never got his a job pride. Coaching again.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.